Something on those lines. 08717 22 33 44. How do you weigh your head? Was the other thing. Anyway, in the vein of randomness and stuff that is of no particular theme, this is Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Ian.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm all right, you're a dog person.
Yeah, the dog lady.
You are the dog lady. We've been looking for the dog lady for a long time. Tell
Jolly
us,
good.
Tell us what you do as the dog lady.
Well, basically, I help dog owners who are experiencing problems with their pets.
Do you?
So, behaviour problems. So, I'm called a dog listener, and I represent a group of dog listeners around the world.
Do you really?
Yeah, trained under a lady called Jan Fennell, who is the dog listener. And we get some fantastic results. And why I wanted to speak to Ian is to open up to all the dog lovers everywhere,
yeah,
and tell them about our national online annual competition, which is called Dressed to the Canines.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
this is all in aid of a very good cause. It's a cause run entirely by Jan Fennell dog listeners called Every Chance Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell you a bit about Every Chance Rescue.
Okay.
It was only formed in 2008. And we help rehabilitate dogs who have come from maybe mistreatment homes, and we help save them from sort of mistreatment,
yeah,
and unnecessary death, rehabilitate them and get them into a forever home. So we desperately need funds, hence the competition.
So the competition, this is what? Hang on, pooches in pants.
Well,
it's about dressing
of
up your dog. What are you, a crazy dog lady? What's going on here, Hannah?
Well, it's a light-hearted approach to, obviously, a very serious cause.
Yes, of course.
Dress the Canines, what it's about, we're inviting all dog lovers to let their imaginations run wild,
right,
by dressing up their dog,
okay,
in any costume or whatever, taking a photograph of their dog dressed up and submitting that photograph along with their entry form to our online dressedtothecanines.com website.
Okay.
And if they enter, they have the chance to win some fantastic prizes, from a photographic session for their pooch to a luxury hamper packed full of pet and owner goodies. And the exciting news is that this year we've got the eminent artist Christiana Kubrick, so wife of film director Stanley Kubrick, as our judge. Last year we had Barbara Broccoli, who is the producer of all the James Bond films. So we get high profile.
Oh, that's Cubby Broccoli's daughter, isn't
yes, that's
it? Yes,
it. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely, yeah,
yeah.
So we get high profile clients of ours.
Fantastic.
To get behind it, to raise awareness. So I would welcome anyone with a dog, or anyone who's got friends, families, colleagues, whatever, to get involved, help raise some funds for Every Chance Rescue, and get onto our website, dressedtothecanines.com.
Now, given that you're a dog person and you clearly love dogs, and
yeah,
that's obvious, what about this argument then? And people say, oh, you shouldn't dress dogs up because it's cruel and it's not nice and they don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you've got to take a common sense approach. With my dog listener hat on, what I would say is, you know, this is about being kind to your dog and avoiding putting him under any pressure. So if your dog is unhappy about being fussed about or being dressed up, then please don't force him to do this, as it may cause him some unnecessary stress. However, there are some people whose dogs are very used to wearing, for example, a dog coat when they're outside, when it's chilly or wet weather, and are sort of happy to tolerate,
yeah,
maybe a hat perched on his head. So, you know, we're inviting dog owners to also take a common sense,
yeah,
approach.
I mean,
this.
if you've got like four dogs, could you dress them up as ABBA?
Like, if you wanted to.
Yeah. That's, or even the Beatles, obviously.
Is there dog lingerie?
Is there what?
Dog lingerie.
Is there dog lingerie? Yeah. You don't really want to go down that route, have you?
No, I think we're entering a whole different sort,
yeah,
of
just a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's right. So no G-strings on the dog. That's the first thing. But, the important thing is, and strangely enough, we only touched on this last night, just loosely, just about the, you know, we hear horrific stories of what goes on to, you know, some kids in this country. And the point I was making last night is, you know, if people do what they do to some of their children, Lord knows of the untold stories of what happens to some animals,
yeah,
in this country. I mean, it's a horrible thing to think about, that as we speak, there are horrible situations occurring, and little animals that are terrified and frightened and either won't make it or maybe will, but after a period of difficulty before. So people like yourself, clearly, you know, you work at the other end of that kind of process, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely, you're right, Ian. I mean, very often, you know, we're not really working directly with the dogs, which some people can find quite confusing. We're actually working with the owners because it's their behaviour that really dictates the dog's behaviour. Mm-hmm. So it's about educating owners about how dogs think, how they learn, what motivates them,
sure.
how to adapt their behaviour to promote the wanted stuff, and how to adapt our behaviour and show consequence of action in a calm, consistent and convincing way to reduce down the unwanted stuff. So it's kind of like super nanny, as it were, sure. but for dogs.
Brilliant. So you have your dog yourself, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I have a dog called Howard, who's a basset hound.
That's some kind of crazy beast, isn't it, the basset hound? What's that all about? Do they just look, are they perpetually, what are they, bored, tired, never smile, do they?
Well, they have that droopy appearance, and that's for a very good reason. Part of that is to help with their scenting ability when their head's down, because it creates like a vacuum effect that helps soak up the scent, and the floppy ears helps send that scent upwards. So there's a purpose for that. But, yeah, they do look sad. But, however, that kind of draws us on to when we start humanizing our dog's behavior and actions. And that's where there can be misunderstanding, and that can lead to then sort of unwanted problems when we start to deal with it in a human way. So our job is really about teaching owners how to think dog.
And are cats evil?
Cats are a whole different, you know, kettle of fish.
You're not a cat person.
I've actually got four cats.
You've got four cats?
Yes, yes.
How do they get on with Howard, the big basset?
They get on very well. You can, you can do a lot more work with dogs in order to help them be calm around cats. Cats are obviously very different. They're not necessarily pack animals. They're individual hunters. So, you know, it's easier to work with a dog, to train them to be calm and responsive than it is to a cat. So, for example, if you're dealing with a client who's got a situation where the dog and the cats are chasing and it's all getting a manic situation, then, you know, you've always got to have an escape route for the cat and ensure that you can manage the situation in a calm and convincing and controlled
and
way.
And just give us that web address again, Hannah.
Thank you. And the competition is called Dressed to the Canines.
It's all online, isn't it?
It is.
So you haven't got to travel to some grimy field in the middle of Suffolk.
No. We'll pick the top entries, and Christiana Kubrick will be judging those. It runs, it started this week. The competition website is www.dressedtothecanines.com. The competition closes on the 25th of April. Christiana will then judge her winner, runner-up, and top 10 entries, and they will all be announced online and to those successful entrants on the 4th of May.
Dressedtothecanines.com. That's dressed, the word, to the word, K9S.
That's it, yep.
.com. Brilliant. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, and take care.
You take care. That's Hannah, and there you have it. If you want to dress your pooch up, take a picture, stick it online, www.dressedtothecanines.com. There's a big prize, and the James Bond producer's daughter is judging. The Late Show.